Here, boys, in today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding the top line on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the middle of the line where the Gemara asks, "Hasam namiksev sham tizbach es haPesach ba'orev." What is that all about? So let's just go back for a moment to Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And as you recall, we had in the Mishnah a machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Beseir. Let's go over that machloikis briefly again, because it will become very important as we go into the sugya. The Mishnah began, Ha Pesach Shishchotei Shachris Barbo Osar Shaloi Lishmoi. A person brought the Korban Pesach, not on Bein Harboim, in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. He brought it in the morning on Erev Pesach, where L'choira, the morning of Erev Pesach, is not the Zman to bring the Korban, and therefore it's possible. However, he didn't have in mind lishmoy. He had in mind she loy lishmoy. In other words, I'm bringing this korban pesach and I'm having in mind lechayra lemoshla and oyla tziashlamim tziachatas something else.
By that, it's no longer korban pesach from the onset. If he has from the onset lo lishma, so how could he even call it a korban pesach?
Very good.
Aren't there vulnerabilities only in the window of time when you can bring Korban Pesach, unlike a Chatas?
What you're saying is correct, but it's not really addressing his issue. When you go and buy a Korban, you don't have to consecrate it immediately. You can wait. In fact, the Gemara says the best thing is wait until you get into the Azara, you're ready to hand it to the Kohen, then go and say that you'll be Makdish. So you shouldn't have a problem of being Moil in Kodshim prior to that. You shouldn't have any Hano unconsciously by mistake. So be consecrated later. However, usually by Korban Pesach, they would consecrate it earlier. Why? Because they went and publicized the fact, I have a Korban Pesach, I'm looking for 49 other Shutfim to be on my registry of Shutfim, to be able to be what's called in Masechta Pesachim, Menuyim. So typically they did go and consecrate it in advance. So we have now a Behema, which has been Muktush for purposes of a Korban Pesach, and should be brought on Pesach afternoon. But instead he brought it in the morning, and he had in mind Shaloi Lishmoi, for an oila, for a shlam, or whatever. Not necessarily the balim, the koyin.
But once it's consecrated, how could it go from being consecrated for Pesach to Lo Lishma?
Very good. So, if you go back to the first Mishnah in our Masechta, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman, Sheirim Elishli Ol Balim Shum Choyla. Any carbon which is Nizbuch Shaloi Lishman. What do you mean Shaloi Lishman? So you look at the top Rashi. Shenishchat Oila Lishem Shlomim. It was originally an oila. The owner said, Hareini, Zu, I mean Makdishit for Imetah. Come to Yerotzim. Met the Yerotzim, met the Rabboini Shaloim. Took him 10 minutes to go and say this should be an oiler kol Hashem. The Bnei Shalom should accept it as a doiroi from me and from my mishpacha, and it should be mechaper. It should be take away all my esses and my laves and nitik laasei and all those other wonderful things. And then when it was actually brought, the koyin or the shochet said he didn't know, or he knew but he could care less. Come, show. Okay, whatever, sure. What did the Koyin do? The person who was shechting said, oh, I'm shechting it for a shlamim. Should he have done that? No. But that's what he did. Did this ever transpire? I don't know. Maybe it never happened ever. But it could be it happened by mistake. He was under the impression it was a shlamim, and he said, why shlamim, 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 shlamim. Good. What's it done by a carbon like that? Says the Mishnah, it's a kosher carbon, which means that if he took upon himself to bring a carbon oila, and it was a neder, he's going to have to go and fulfill his neder a second time, because we messed up with the first carbon. It's a kosher carbon. However, it's le'ol le'balim shum chayfu. And then the Mishnah says there are two exceptions to the rule, and that is the chatos and the Pesach. Reb Lezer adds the asham, and we had yesterday in the Mishnah, the Ben Azay added the oiler. But typically, when you go and bring a carbon, we're just reviewing the first two or three lines. So what's happening now? He's bringing his carbon Pesach. He's bringing it prematurely. He should really be bringing it in the afternoon. And he brought it shachris in the morning. And guess what else? The person who was bringing it, meaning the shoichet or the makabel of Saddam, the moilich of Saddam, the zorich of Saddam, had a kavana of shalei lishmoi, not for the Korban Pesach, but for an oilah, for shlam. So, what's the din now? Machloikis Reb Yeshua and Ben Beseir. Reb Yeshua is machshir, kilu nishchar b'shloish aser. Reb Yeshua says, since we're doing it on the 14th in the morning, which is not the zman to go and bring the carbon, it's as if you brought it yesterday on the 13th or on the 12th. It's not the zman. And we already learned earlier that a Pesach shaloi bizmanoi automatically is transformed, not that it's possible, a Pesach shaloi bizmanoi is automatically transformed into a shlamim. Why is that? Based on three psukim that we had. One of the psukim was, Basisa, what's the Russian apostle again? I shouldn't go and misquote it. It ends off Tzoyin Uvakar. How does Gemara call it? In A's. That's the Pesach. V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Olikecha Tzoyin Uvakar. V'zavachta means you shecht the Korban Pesach L'Hashem Tzoyin Uvakar. From either Tzoyin Ubaka. Baka, of course, means oxen, cattle. Okay. However, back in Parshas Boy, when it tells us all the rules and regulations, vis-a-vis a Korban Pesach, it says you have to bring it either from a Kesev or from an Eiz, either from, both from the Tzon family, from the sheep family, either a lamb or a goat. Here, however, it says in the Pasuk, you can bring it from Vaka. See, Gemara says, V'alei ein Pesach ba, elam en akvasim en a'izim. How can it say Bakr El Mikan Le Moisra Pesach? What's the definition of Moisra Pesach? Gesundheit. Normally, you think of Moisra Pesach means you have a korban after Pesach. However, one of the three alternatives that we had in Test Amid Beis was the Chad Le Loi Avra Loi Zmanai VeLoi Shnosai. This was on Test Amid Beis, the top two, three lines. One of the three psukim comes to tell us. It wasn't beyond the Zman. It's not that the Korban Pesach ran away and we found it on Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's now Ovra Zmanai. No, it wasn't Ovra, it was talking about prior to the Zman, like on Yud Gimel. And the animal did not go and celebrate its first birthday, so it was a totally kosher animal. This is, if you decide to bring that on Yud Gimel, or for that matter, Yud Dalet on in the morning, you shouldn't have, but you did. What? That's called a Moisra Pesach, and therefore it's transformed automatically into Korban Shlama. So therefore, if now... I'm sorry. Oh, that's according to everybody. Now we're talking about bringing the Korban in the morning. See, the Machlech is going to be on Yud Gimel. Let's get back to what you're asking. So Pesach Shechotei Ashachres Barbo Asa Shalei Lishmoi. It's on the 14th in the morning, which is not the Zman of the Korban, which therefore now it's transformed into a Shlamim. And the person brought it shaloi lishmoi for a shlamim or for an oila or for a chatas or for an ashim or whatever a bechor a mas whatever it was a b'yuda machshir. Why ki'ilu nishcha b'shloish asr? He says since it's shaloi bizmanoi, it's a moisra pesach which gets transformed into a shlamim. Shlamim is one of the few karbanis that the Mishnah said at the very outset that kol hazvachim shenidru shaloi lishmon are kshayim. So it's kosher karb. El shilolam al shem chayve, but it's a kosher karb. Ben Beseiro is poisel, kilo nishchat beinu ha-boyim. Ben Beseiro says the morning is as if it's you're bringing it in the afternoon. So what's good or bad about bringing it in the afternoon? Afternoon is bizmanoi, and our Mishnah said very clearly, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmon kshayim, el lishloi olishim ba'alim shum choyva, chutz li Pesach v'chatos. And the Pesach that we're talking about was a Pesach bizmanoi. Uy. So if you bring a Pesach on Erev Pesach, let's say 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which was the right time, I'm just quoting for the Mishnah. So Pesach during Erev Pesach, between 12:30 and let's say 5 o'clock, when they're supposed to bring him, when they do bring the thousands and thousands of Korban Pesach on behalf of Klal Yisrael, if at that time one of the four Ovdim, one of the four that are doing the Avodah, whether it is the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, or the Zrikas Adam, if during that time they had a Machshava for any other Korban, it's possible. Because Pesach Bizmanoi, not that it's kosher, totally possible. says now Beseira in the Mishnah that the morning of Yadalit is just like the afternoon of Yadalit. And therefore, if you had a bad machshava, it's possible. Now, what is the Svara of Ben Beseira? We said yesterday, Umra Blaza, Umra Boishia, because Ben Beseira holds that you can go and bring the Karban Pesach the entire day, not only in the afternoon. What happens in the afternoon, he's going to be busy, he has to run, he has to go to the mikveh, he has to go and pick up Erev Pesach matzahs, he has to go and get a new bekesh, whatever, he's busy, he doesn't have time. He wants to bring it in the morning. You can bring it in the morning. Kosher, no problem. That's what Reb Oishia says, that the Seder was machshir Karban Pesach, even in the morning. No, if we're talking about the morning being the equivalent of the afternoon. So just like if you would bring the Pesach in the afternoon, and you brought it Shaloi Lishma, if you bring the Pesach in the morning, Shaloi Lishma, it's going to be possible. Just as if you would bring it in the afternoon. That's what Reb Oishia said, according to Ben Beseira. Now the question is, but how does Ben Beseira ignore a Befeirush HaPasuk? What is that Befeirush HaPasuk? It says in two or bays of the Torah or Sholem of yesterday. Bein Hoar Boyim. We always teach means from noontime until nighttime. In other words, afternoon time. How can he go and ignore a pasuk and say you can even bring it in the morning? So the Gemara answered, the way Ben Beseira reads the words Bein Arboim, he doesn't interpret it from 12 till evening, but he interprets it from morning to evening. Now why do we normally interpret Bein Arboim to be the afternoon? And why does Ben Beseira disagree according to this pshat? We normally think of the word Rashi in Chumash when it comes to this pasuk. Bein Arboim says that the word Arboim means when it starts getting dark. And the word Erev over here is not so much nighttime as much as it's getting dark. And so therefore, in your regular day, when does it start getting dark? After the noontime has passed. Because we know that the sun is now beginning to go down. It's going to take another 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on the time of year. But it's already in that direction. So therefore, it's as if we're talking about that the sun is now starting that darkness period. When will that end? In the evening, when in fact there'll be the Shkia or the Tzeis HaKachav. So during that period of time, that's what we normally refer to as Bein Arboim. However, says Reb Oishia in explaining Ben Beseira, that he holds Bein Arboim means between the two Erevs. The two Erevs meaning the two nights. When does the night end in the morning? Alois HaShachar, Netzachama. That's when night ends. When does night begin again? At night, Shkia, Tzeitzak HaChavim. So anytime between that time, from morning until night, the entire daylight day, that is called Bein Arboim, according to this new pshat, according to Ben Beseira. Then the Gemara asked, I have at least three other places where the Torah refers to Bein Arboim, and are you going to tell me there too you can do it in the morning? L'moshel, when it comes to the Karban Tumid, we said, it says in the Pasuk, Esakeveso Echa Tase Ba Boiker, Esakeveso Asheni Tase Bein Hoar Boyim. Are you telling me now that you can go and bring both Karbanos Oilas Tumid in the morning? The Torah says, Ba Boiker, and the other one says, Bein Hoar Boyim. So the Gemara says, dear, there's an exception to the rule. Really, because of the word Bein Arboim, you could bring it the whole day. But since it says, Esakivus Echad, Taseh Baboiker, Echad Baboiker, that's coming to tell you, here this Hakpada, one of them has to be Baboiker. Yes, okay, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, Echad Taseh Baboiker, one kibbutz has to be Baboiker. And therefore, we're going to dash in Echad Baboiker, Veloishnayim Baboiker. Normally, based on Bein Arboim, you could take a half, 2 in the morning. However, since it says, as a kibbutz echad, tase baboiker, that echad bring baboiker. Don't bring 2 baboiker. So by definition, therefore, we push off the second tumah till the afternoon. Says Yimar, but what do we do with hadlokas neirois? What did it say hadlokas neirois? So this pasuk is really covering not only hadlokas neirois, but also the afternoon ketoidus, because by ketoidus, they split it up. Machtisa baboiker, machtisa ba'arev. What does it say in Pasuk number 4? I'm looking at Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the Torah Ore Shalem. Other Gemara is probably called Dalit. It says, Uvahalois Aharnes Aneirois Bein Hu Arabayim. When Aharon HaKohen is Madik the Meneira, Menoira, Bein Hu Arabayim, Yakti Rena, Ketoidus Tamil Fnei Hashem Ladoisech. That's the same time you bring the Ketoidus, the Ketoidus in the afternoon, same time as you bring Madik the Meneira. 1 second, based on the way we're interpreting Ben Beseda, does that mean that in fact you can do the Hadlokas HaMenaira in the morning? I never heard of something like that. You always do it in the afternoon. In fact, late in the afternoon. So, Ben Aboyim, he said, according to Ben Beseda, even in the morning. Everything more, but I have another pasuk which trumps or overrides that Ben Aboyim. What is the other pasuk? It says that you're supposed to go and be Madik Menaira Mi Erev Ad Boiker. That's number 5. Yarech means that they're setting up and they're lighting the candles on the menorah when me'erev ad boiker. Oh, so you're supposed to start me'erev. Says the Gemara, ten lo midasish to take toilekes by leches me'erev ad boiker. Put in enough oil in the menorah that it should light the entire night from there. Yes.
You want to tell me, based on the pasuk, it takes from the evening till the morning to set up the menorah?
No, not to set it up. What you're saying is correct. You set it up with enough oil so that it should remain lit from Erev Ad Boiker. Okay, you did very well.
24 hours, that has to be new.
It's a Ner HaTamid.
One of the Neris, Ner Maravi, typically lasted until the next afternoon when they were ready to start being Mabit. You're right, typically. However, there was no requirement. The requirement was to go and fill up each one of the 7 enough so that it should burn on the longest night of the year. What's the longest night of the year? That would be Chodesh Teves, in the middle of the winter. When we start Shabbos, I'm sorry, what was that?
The winter solstice.
Solstice, good. So, always, I don't have to tell you that during the winter, Shabbos starts sometimes as early as 4:10, 4:11, and then Shkia is therefore around 4:30, and therefore Tzeitzachama is therefore around 5:40, whatever, depends on Rebbeinu Tam, whatever sheet you hold, that's the earliest, and then in the morning, we sometimes have to wait. We can't daven 1-3. We have to wait kibbutzikin until after 7 o'clock, 7:15, because you have a long, long night. Then you have to fill up the menorah till the top. It should be enough for that night. Therefore, according to Rashi and most Mefarshim, what's going to happen is that every other night of the year, for instance, during the summer, you don't need all of that oil, so you're going to have plenty of oil left over in the morning, and it will burn till 10, until 12, and perhaps even until 4 or 5 o'clock. In the afternoon. Anyway, that's how you learn Pashup Shat. The briskers learn, according to the Rambam, that what they did was during other nights of the year, they made thicker wicks. By making thicker wicks, it burned more quickly, and so therefore again, it was Merivat Boiker, it was the same, both during the summer and during the winter, they both ended at the same time, more or less, because during the winter they made thinner wicks, because it had to burn a long time. During the summer, where Shabbos starts like 8:10, so therefore it's 4 hours later. And often the morning is already at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, earlier than the winter time, so therefore you have a much smaller night. So to go and consume all of that oil, the Erev Ad Boiker, they had thicker wicks. But that's not the way most Mefarshim learn. Most Mefarshim learn that in fact it just kept on burning until 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Etc. Anyway,
that was when it would burn from all night long and all day.
That's you're talking about the Ner Maariv. Okay, that's a separate story. But getting back to our Gemara now, what our Gemara now is telling us is that the reason why it says, even though it says Bein Raboyim, which suggests that you can go and light the menorah in the morning, the words Ner Ad Boiker tell you that you're supposed to light it, in fact, in the evening. And there's yet another pshat me'erev ad boiker, the Gemara said, Ein lecha avoyde ksheira me'erev ad boiker ele zu b'vod. And Rashi explains that means is that there was a final avoid, the final day avoid every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. Not the oilas tomid shel Bein Arboyim. That was the final carbon for the day. Olea hashlim kol kavanas kula. That's the second tomid However, in terms of any other major events going on at the Beis HaMikdash, they had Lakas HaMenorah, well, that was all the way at the tippy end before they closed the door, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so I see from that, Me'erev HaDboike, that in fact, even though it says Bein HaRabayim, that is overridden by the words Me'erev HaDboike, they're only supposed to do it in the evening and not in the morning. And then the Gemara said, "What about Toiris? They're also says Bein HaRabayim." It's the exact same pasuk that we quoted before. V'halas Harnas Aneris Bein HaRabayim Yakti Rene Katoiris Tamid. Oh, Sekteris is also late in the afternoon. Freit Gemara, didn't you say that if it says Bein HaRabayim according to Ben Beseda, should be able to bring it the whole day? Says Gemara, you're right. But Shani Katoiris is Kishlaneris. Since the pasuk brings the two together, Neiris and Katoiris, and since we said Neiris is all the way at the end of the day, Me'erev HaBoiker, so Me'ele, the Katoiris is also at the end of the day, even though theoretically, based on Bein HaRabayim, you could do it even in the morning. Okay, so now says Zimar, Hasam Namiksev, if you are willing to concede that even though it says Bein HaRabayim, which means the whole day, but if there's another pasuk which overrides that, that we follow the override, so guess by Karm Pesach, you also have such an override. Where does it say? Top Gemara, top line. Shom Tizbach es a Pesach ba'arev. Where do we have that pasuk? It's a pasuk in middle of Devarim, number one, Torah Oreh Shalim. Ki imal amokah mashiv chara Hashem ulekech aleshakin shmoi sham. There, Tizbach, Shom Tizbach es a Pesach ba'arev. Go and bring your Karm Pesach ba'arev. The ba'arev obviously sounds like in the afternoon, not in the morning. So just like the Me'erev HaDboiker, Lamosha Legabe, the Neirois, and Legabe the Ktoitis, we said that that Erev means afternoon, late afternoon. So why don't you say the same thing, Gabi Korm Pesach, even though it says Be'er HaBoim, it's Barat, yeah?
Yeah, but it says Kivo HaShemesh, when the sun comes. So could you, what does that mean?
Kivo HaShemesh typically in this connection would mean as the sun
departs,
right? It's going in the other direction.
Okay.
Not Kavoya Shemesh that it's up in the morning, but it means the afternoon.
Baruch Kohen, Shabbat Kohen. It's interchangeable.
Good. So getting back to our Gemara, so why don't you say that that's an override, that you have to do Karm Pesach in the afternoon, which is, of course, what we hold. Why do we say that according to Bnei Beseda, Ben Beseda, you could do it even in the morning? And for the Gemara Hahu, that's coming to tell you, Li'uchar Dover Hudasa. That's coming to tell you that that should be the final Karbon of the day. Meaning, normally, throughout the year, we have a rule of the hashlim kol harkarbonis kulam, which means that the korban tomid shubein harboim, that second tomid, is typically the closing event in terms of the mizbeach, in terms of the karbonis. But not on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you could theoretically bring the korban Pesach post the tomid shubein harboim. Really? How do you know that? The Sanya, third line, yuchadava means we delay that matter, when it comes to the Oiles Tamid, it says in the Pasuk, Esakevis Echa Tasa Boykevi, Esakevis Hasheni, Tasa Bein Raboyim. Only one Bein Raboyim. By Uns, by Karban Pesach, we have both the expression of Bein Raboyim. That was number two on yesterday's Gemara, V'hoi Lechem Le'Mishmeres, Ad Arbos, Yoyim Lechoydish, 14th day, Shachatu Oise Kol Kal, Bein Raboyim. And now we had this new pasuk, first pasuk here on Yud Beis. Kiyam al-Mokam HaShiv Chayashem Lekech L'Shakish Moisham Tizbach HaSepez Ba'arev. Oh, so Ba'arev suggests that it's later than the Bein HaRaboyim. And therefore what the pasuk is telling us with the combination of Bein HaRaboyim and Ba'arev, according to Ben Beseder, yes, you can start as early as you want in the morning, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whenever the Beis HaMikdash is open, bring your Karban Pesach in the morning. However, if you didn't bring your Karban Pesach in the morning, you can bring it as late as the final Karban of the day, Yu'uchad Dover, even after the Tomid Shalbein Harboim. That's why the Pasuk adds that word, Ba'arf.
So how does he learn the morning? Fine, you could learn out that you could do it as late as the evening, but how...
That he learns from Ba'arf. How do you know that you can start as early as the morning? Because
right.
He learns the word Bein HaRaboyim doesn't mean from noontime until evening time. It means from the end of the previous Erev, which is the morning. Until that time it was dark, it was night. Now when it's Alois HaShachar or Netzacham, oh look, all this daylight, how bright, how beautiful. That's the end of the first Erev. The second Erev is in the evening Shkia time, say Sechom time, is Bein Arboim, between the two Erevs, between last night and tonight, is the entire day.
He reconciled that with the menorah and the ketorah.
Very good, that was the Gemara's kasha. Faith Gemara, what about the menorah and the ketorah? Says Gemara that Bein Arboim is overridden by the words Me Erev Ad Boiker, that you're supposed to go and bring it davke at night, put the amount of oil in it that should last from night until morning, as well as the final avoid in the base of Middash. That's the final one every single day is Adlokas HaMenorah.
So I thought the Me'er Bad Erev referred one sundown to another sundown, and since Lila is not as a non-Korban, it's automatically blacked out for this. But I thought actually it's not from morning till evening, but it's actually evening till evening, but for the fact that we don't bring Korbanos after sundown.
What you're saying is the first Erev merely means...
It's actually the Erev as Yudalit starts. The Erev of sundown as Yudalit begins, and then Erev of as Tesvav begins, and it's just...
What you're saying is beautiful, but please look back at the Rashi of yesterday.
Please.
Rashi is the fourth wide line down below. Umayki Ilu, see at the end of that line?
Yes,
for Amris, that was Ben Beseder, the Mishnah that said, if you shecht in the morning, Skila Nishchat Bein Raboim, Umaykilu, Kali Yishu Bein Raboim, for Amris, the Kuli Yoyim Bein Raboim, Kari Lei, the whole day is called Bein Raboim. Kilma Machashis, Lei Shachris, since you're a Machshir to go and bring it to Shachris, Ukroksi Bein Raboim, Alma Svira Lei, Bein Erev Shal Shemesh, Li Erev Shal Achrov, Kilma Fishin Lei Le Kamei, what does that mean? Dahainu, Misha Ola HaShachar Shaposak Leil Shal Emesh, the previous Erev ended when? In the morning at Alois HaShachar. Ah, Jutishka Chama, until the Erev tonight. What's the Erev tonight? That's going to be Shkia. Mike Ilu, Hohul Gufay, that was the Morse Kasha. But you see how Rashi interprets the Bein Raboim between the two Erevs. That the end of the previous Erev was Mish'ola Hamud HaShachar, Sheposak, the Erev. Right? And then it ends at the Shkia at that night.
So because on Yom Kippur, Me'erev at Erev,
Tishmasu Shabbat.
Right, that's I guess what's clouding my, confusing me.
Not confusing you, but that's a different drasha, a different process.
So and the Tamid Shabbat Nervayim, really that's the same as Man. As the Pesach Shabbat Nervayim, which means...
On a normal day, that's the last Karbin.
Right.
However, today, on Erev Pesach, if you didn't bring a Pesach before, you can bring it post the bringing of the Karbin.
No, but I'm saying, they brought the Karbin.
You must bring it after the
If you didn't bring it, you must bring it, but you shouldn't bring it so late. You should bring it earlier.
You must bring it after the second time.
If you didn't bring it, you got to bring it.
The second time, didn't they remark them right after, Chatzos and a half hour, whatever they brought.
Right, 12:30.
They don't wait for the Tamid. It should be.
If it was a day which was not busy, they didn't anticipate any other business. You could go and besides Erev Pesach, yes, you could go and check it earlier. No reason why you have to wait until the last moment.
Right.
But if you have 1,000 people online, this one brings a chatzos, one brings an oshim, and an oil and ishlam. So you postpone the bringing of the other Tamid Shabbat Aboyim until later in the day, and that would be the final cutoff. And then you tell anybody that's still online,
come tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow. Okay, good. However, if it's Erev Pesach and they're ready to come on, we got to bring a carbon tamid. I know, bring your carbon tamid. I'm still going to bring my carbon Pesach because I'm a chuyah.
What's the protocol, Erev Pesach? They specifically brought the tamid this the very first second.
No. Oh, why should they?
No, we learned in Pesachim that we learned it here. We Pesachim Erev Pesach, the second carbon tamid was brought as soon as possible in the afternoon, and then afterward, everybody brought their Korban Pesach.
Okay, good. Mitchell will review that, but not for time now. The point of this all today is that the Korban Tamid was not the final Korban, but you had the final Korban for the day was the Korban Pesach. How do I know? Because they're just Bein Arboim, Hitz and Bein Arboim, and Erev together, that gives you an indication that you have to be Ma'acher Hadav. That means you delay the Korban Pesach, even post the bringing of the carbon tum. Frank Dimar, we're up to line 5. Umi kemidi, he was shach vein mitzafra, amris zmaneu, v'chin moti bein raboyim amris yehucha dabar. That sounds a little bit unusual. You're telling me that this could be the very first carbon in the morning, with the exception, of course, the Talmud Shul Shachar, but already 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you can already bring your carbon Pesach. Now, if you could bring your carbon Pesach so early, why should you have that as the final one after the Korban Tamid? Mister, I'm giving you 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours to go and check the Korban Pesach. Don't be a fool. Don't be delayed. Bring it on time. And why should you be ma'achad the Tov? It's not logical. If you're telling me I have so much time to bring it, so bring it already. Why should I go and say that the Korban Tomei Shlo Bein Arboim should precede the final bringing of the Korban Pesach? Bring your Korban Pesach early. But to my end, we have this concept elsewhere. The Omer of Yoichanan, Halacha Mispal Shel Mincha V'Yachach Mispal Shel Musafin. What happens if a person is faced with Shabbos? He hasn't davened Musaf yet, and it's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We paskin, you can go and daven Musaf Kol Hayoyim. You can only start Mincha from after Chatzois, 12:30, 1 o'clock, whatever the Zman is at that time. So which precedes the other? We all daven every single Shabbos. I say we all, 95% of the Klai Yisrael daven as Musaf Shabbos in the Boiker, in the morning. Some daven it as early as Vasikin, they're already davening 8 o'clock, they're davening Musaf. Most of the people only davening Musaf at 10:30 or 11 o'clock or whatever. But you can go and daven that already early in the morning. Can you daven Mincha in the morning? Of course not. You have to wait for the Mincha till after Chatzos. So what happens if a person did not daven Musaf for whatever reason? Unfortunately, he had the sniffles, he had to go to this, he had to do that. He couldn't daven in the morning. Shoyim. So now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's already Zman Mincha, but it's still Zman Musaf. So I would normally say, since Musaf started so much earlier, no, do your Musaf, and then after that, go and daven Mincha. No, says Rabbi Yechanan. Halach is Baal Shem Mincha, go and daven Mincha first. Yachach Mesbal Shem Musafim. Gesundheit. Oh, so we see a nice parallel to our situation. What's the parallel? That just like over there, Musaf's Zman began before Mincha, but if the two coincide, Mincha goes first. Here too, even though the Korban Pesach Zman on Erev Pesach precedes the Zman of the Tomei Shlo Bein Arboim, because Tomei Shlo Bein Arboim is the afternoon, and according to Ben Beseira, he holds, according to this Shita, that you can go and bring the Korban Pesach already in the morning, fine, you can talk and bring in the morning. But once the two coincide, guess what? Then the Korban Shlo Bein Arboim goes first, and then the Korban Pesach goes second because of the Limud of the Bein Arboim together with the Arab. Now, by the way, just as an aside, even though Rabbi Yochanan uses the words halacha mispal shel mincha, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, this only applies to yechidim. If you are in a Beis HaKnesses, then with the atzibur, then you go and do the normal routine. And that's why Mitchum, this coming week, when we're going to have Yom Kippur, many, many shuls only start Musaf at 1:30, 2 o'clock, depending, of course, on where you daven. You could have davened mincha already at that time. Nobody davened mincha before Musaf. You always go through the whole Musaf, quite a lengthy Musaf, and after the Musaf is over, only later on that we start talking about davening mincha. And the reason is, among other things, is because if you happen to be in a tzibur and you're going to start playing with the schedule, so to speak, and you're going to start saying, hey, let's go and daven mincha after Musaf, then people might think after mincha, I guess they must have daven Musaf already, because Musaf always comes before mincha, right? So therefore, always leave it in the normal schedule, Musaf first, Mincha second, even if they were to coincide.
So
but however, by Yachid, then the halacha is Mincha first and then Musaf.
Yeah, so what's the logic that for a Yachid you switch it around? Why?
Yachid will know that it's in a sequence. The Tzibur might have people who are unaware the sequence was altered.
But I'm saying, why is Rabbi Yochanan saying for a Yachid?
It's a very good question.
Tadr Vashem, Tadr.
Okay, so that's the answer, but he's entitled to his question. So the Gemara asks this kasha, and the answer to the Gemara, it's the Gemara in Yerushalmi, we're going to have later on, that because of the din of Tod v'Todah Kayim, what's every single day you daven Mincha, you only daven Musaf once a week, unless it's Yom Tov or whatever, so Mincha always has that Tadirus, it's much more frequent than Musaf, Tod v'Shedeh, Tod v'Todah Kayim, so that's why Mincha goes before Musaf, but only by the Yochid and not by the Tzimah. Okay.
Mincha Yom Kippur is the same as, uncommon as,
Mincha, when you're looking at it with the narrow lenses of Yom Kippur, but if you're looking throughout the year, how many times do you daven Mincha throughout the year?
Yeah, but it's a different Mincha.
It's a different Mincha.
It's still a Mincha.
Nusach is different. All the tefillahs are based on the karbanos that originally, back in the Beis Hamikdash, they had certain karbanos during the day, and that's why we daven our kachachris, our kol nusach, Mincha, our musaf, our mariv, etc., etc. So those kabbonis were brought on a daily basis, but a musaf wasn't brought every day. Musaf was only brought on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So even the nusach, the text of the mincha is somewhat different from Yom Kippur to the rest of the week, as well as from Shabbos to the rest of the week, but it still remains essentially the same tefillas mincha.
Same label.
Same label. Good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Since we already said that the words me'erev ad boiker that appear by the menorah, they override the Bein HaBoyim, side by Neirois and Ktoiris, because it's Hukash, the Neirois, so therefore we kind of ignore them. According to this Pshat, the Bein HaBoyim means you could light the menorah the entire day, and you could bring the Ktoiris, the afternoon Ktoiris, the entire day. But why don't we? Because it said Me'erev HaBoyker. So, Ebazoi, what do I need the Bein HaBoyim for? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu throw in Bein HaBoyim? And now I'm saying to myself, according to Member Seder, I could do it theoretically the whole day. Yeah, but there's a pasuk Me'erev HaBoyker, which overrides that. It says, no, this should be the final avoid every single day, that locus of Menoira. So what do you need the Bein HaBoyim for? Pray to Bein HaBoyim, the Sibbe Gabi, turns with Neri Slamali. Boy, then I have another kasha. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Ben Beseira Div Rebbe Shua. Rebbe, who apparently holds like Ben Beseira, is now giving a tshuva to Rebbe Yeshua on behalf of Ben Beseira. Loi im amris b'shloisha osa she'im miktsasei ro'ui, term ababa osa she'im miktsasei ro'ui. What's going on? Back in the Mishnah, Rebbe Yeshua said that if you brought a Korban Pesach b'shachas sheloi l'shmoi, it's kosher. Said Rebbe Yeshua, you know why? It's ki'ilu nishchad b'shloisha osa. Don't think of it 14th in the morning. Think of it as if you brought it on the 13th, which is shaloi bizmanai. Ben Beseder said, no. It's kilu nishchat bein rabbi. Zok yetz tigmora. It says, Rebbe said in a brisa to go and strengthen Ben Beseder against the challenge of Rebbe Yeshua. Lo yimamas b'shloi shot. You, Rebbe Yeshua, said that 14th in the morning is like the 13th. No, you're wrong. She'em mitzasi roi. There's no time on the 13th that you can go and bring the Korban Pesach, ever. 13th and Korban Pesach just don't coincide, they don't mix, they don't match. Forget about it. When you talk about Arba Asar, part of the day is Roy, meaning in the afternoon. So even though in the morning it's still too early, we have a concept which the Gemara is going to quote shortly, Ein Mechusar Zman Leboy Bayoyim. It's really just, it's a waiting period. Not that you cannot, and it's disqualified, and it's also to bring in the morning. It's just that the Torah said, no, you just got to wait your turn, and your turn is only going to begin at 12:30. But it's not that it's like the 13th day. It's fundamentally different. It's just a mechusis man. And the halach is, ein mechusis man leboy bayon. Ein mechusis man means the fact that you have to wait doesn't mean a psul. It doesn't mean in any way a disqualification. It just means you gotta wait a little bit. You wait your turn. You go to the doctor, sometimes you gotta wait 2 hours. So you gotta wait over here if you wanna go and bring your cart. And therefore, said Rebbe, to strengthen Ben Beseder, that's why even in the morning it's called Zmanoi. Even though you don't bring the cart in that, you just gotta wait. But Lamaisa, the Zman of Korban Pesach is Erev Pesach. And that's why Rebbe supports the view of Ben Beseder. So what's the kasha? Frey to Gemara, the way Reb Oishia understood and explained Ben Beseder, that Ben Beseder holds that the term Bein HaBoyim doesn't mean Bein HaBoyim from 12 or after Chatzois until evening, but really means Bein HaRovim, the Erev in the morning and the Erev in the afternoon, and therefore you can bring it in the morning. So Ben Isa, Kule Royhu, if Rebbe is wearing Ben Beseder's hat and he's defending him, he should go and say, the entire Yud Dalet is Roy, even in the morning. And therefore, it's totally different than the 13th of Nisan, which there's no Korban Pesach at all. According to Ben Beseder, if you hold like Reb Oishia, you could bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. And therefore, Rebbe should be telling Rebbe Yeshua the reason why Ben Beseder says that in the morning, if you brought it Shaloi Lishmoi, it's possible. It's not because of Ki'ilu. The reason is because it is Zmanoi. Right. And our first Mishnah in our Masechta said that any time you bring a Korban Pesach with Zmanoi, Shaloi Lishma, it's possible. So what is he talking about this Mikzas business?
Kilu.
El Amr Rabbi Yochanan, therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, Hoysel hayu ben beseder bepesach sheshchotei ba'arba osir shachris, bein lishmoi, bein shaloi lishmoi. Hoyul u'miktsasei roi. Rabbi Yochanan comes to argue with Rabbi Oishia. And he says, according to Ben Beseder, no. You could only bring the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. You cannot bring it in the morning. And Bein Arboim is to be understood like the normal Bein Arboim, meaning from the afternoon till the evening, not what you were talking about Bein Arovim in the morning. Nice and Yishtu Azazach. Ben Beseda said it's possible even in the morning. Lishmoy. What about Shaloi Lishmoy? Even normally, I should say, if that is not this man to go and bring it, so it's taka like Rabbi Yeshua said, it's like on day number 13. So it's like a Shalomim, so Shaloi Lishmoy should be kosher. Says Rabbi Yochanan that the Beseda says that even though I cannot bring it in the morning, because it has to be in the morning, it has to be in the afternoon. However, Hoyil Umitzasi Ro'oi. Shaloi Lishmoy, according to Ben Beseira, is possible. Why? Because even though at this very moment Aitaki cannot bring it, but since shortly in the afternoon we will be able to bring it, that morning is not considered to be that it's disqualified. It's just Mechusas Man. You just have to wait, Rabbi Yisai, have patience, in another 2-3 hours, it'll be 12:30, you'll be able to go and bring your carbon in the afternoon. But otherwise, it's considered to be as if it is ro'oi. That's why he focuses on hoyl mitzase ro'oi. It is the zman of Korban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. However, technically, you got to wait until the afternoon. It's like at night. Not that it's possible to bring a Korban at night. The technical aspects are that we close the Beis Hamikdash at night and therefore you got to bring it the next day. So it's not a psul. That being the case, Zoktach Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ben Beseira, any korban that you're going to bring, korban Pesach, whether it's lishmoy, shloi lishmoy, in the morning, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Avo was not happy with that. Megadav bar Rabbi Avo. Normally the word giduf means chas v'shalom, like a little question of cursing, but here we don't mean cursing. He just asked a strong kasha. He said, "It's konizai." Rabbi Yochanan, what you say just doesn't make sense. Why? Because in Cain, Pesach. According to the way you've posited now this halacha, according to Ben Beseira, you can never bring a Korban Pesach at all because it's going to be a nidcha. What means a nidcha? We have a klal by Korbanos that if it becomes dochoi, if it's nira v'nidcha, ein choize v'nira. If it was originally nira, kosher carbon, eligible, qualified now. And then it got nitcha for whatever reason. And we're going to talk on the Amid Beis a number of potential reasons. Once it's nitcha, you can't reuse that. You have to go and get another carbon. Because it was nitcha. There's a shayla weber word about dochi meikare. Dochi meikare means from the very outset, from the inception, it was already nitcha. Can you go and then rehabilitate this animal after the dichui goes away? And again, we're going to talk about cases on the Amid Beis. So if you hold the dichui meikara is a dichui, afraid of the Gemara, according to Ben Beseira, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could you ever bring a Korban Pesach? When was he mafresh the Korban Pesach? He can't be mafresh the Korban Pesach 5 o'clock in the afternoon, because he mafresh it before. In the Avreshehu, if he's going to be mafresh it today on Erev Pesach, 10 o'clock in the morning, since at that time you cannot bring this Korban Pesach, either Lishmoy or Shaloi Lishmoy, then dochi meikaru. And if it's dochi meikaru, if you hold the dich meikaru, have a dichoi, then you wouldn't be able to bring it at all. Elamai via defashin of me esmal, already from Yud Gimel, nira v'nidchu. At that time on Yud Gimel, it was nira. What do you mean it was nira? You can't bring a Korban Pesach on the 13th, but you can bring it like a Moisra Pesach as a shlomin on the 13th. Oh, so at least it was nira in the backup option as a shlomin. And guess what? Starting from the evening and then into the morning, nidchehu, you couldn't bring it anymore for either one, said Rabbi Yochanan. Neither lishmoy, nor shaloi lishmoy. So that being the case, now it's nir v'nidchan. So how can you bring in the afternoon? So l'choira, the way Rabbi Yochanan has made this Erev Pesach morning, that you can never bring the Korban Pesach under any circumstances, whether it's lishmoy or shaloi lishmoy, either if you're mafreshit in the morning, it's going to be a dicha meikara, and if you were mafreshit the day before, it'll be a nir v'nidcha. So how can you go bring the carbon? And they have elam rebavol, a very easy answer. Teilach chatzois, according to Ben Beseira, according to Rabbi Yochanan, every time that you want to go and be mafresh a carbon of Korban Pesach, you're going to have to do it after 12 o'clock or after 12:30, when at that time, it's already nir to bring the carbon, and will not be nidcha. You're going to have to always bring it and be mafresh. You don't have to buy it. You can go and buy it a week before. But you're going to have to consecrate it, be makdish it. Mevaker, makdish it at 12:30 on Erev Pesach.
Absolutely, because that's what Hillel told everyone to do when they use the animals to carry the knives
anyway,
to the barbais.
Very good, very good.
So you makdish it immediately before the shrita.
Beautiful. So then you don't have a problem with me'ila and everything.
Exactly.
Why do you say dicha me'kora and when you're makdish it in the morning? It's not... It's just
because at that time you can't bring it for anything. It's not qualified to bring it either for the Korban Pesach or for the backup Shlomim. Why? Because he holds Bein Lishmoy, Bein Shalei Lishmoy. It's possible on Erev Pesach.
It's a blackout period.
Right. So it's a blackout period. So therefore, it's not...
It's Dachri.
You consider it Dachri, a blackout period? Or it's sort of a twilight zone. Why
it's like nighttime. It's basically like night
and... That's Yomar's text. Next text.
It's... Okay.
Abaye says, no, just because you're makdish in the morning, big deal. It's not a psul. The blackout is only that you got to wait online, not that there's a psul and bring it. Just wait it out. You know, have a bissel of patience, a bissel of gedil to the boy's side. Match up 12:30, you'll be able to bring it.
So it's not in the chifsa, it's in the day, it's in the time.
Good. The papa mafilatim me orta. You can even be makdish it the night before.
Right.
Why? Because laylin mechus is man. The fact that you can't go and bring it at night, it's not because it's an isser, because it's possible. The behema and the carbon is perfect. It just is a technicality. The technicality is a door into the base of Midrash. It's closed. You can't bring it anymore. So it's not considered mechus is man, and therefore it's not tochi me karoi, which is what Brother Shai was feeling very strongly about. So don't be so nervous. Baruch Hashem, now couldn't abide. No problem. You can be makdish in advance. You won't be able to bring in the morning. That's not a real...
It's not korban, it's still in the time.
Still in the time. It's certain time.
It'd be the same thing if you were mafresh and say a chatas or something on Friday. You should say, well...
You have to wait till Sunday.
But it's
ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not. So I would say
the
same thing.
Same thing.
Very
same concept. Very good. Beautiful. Now I'll bring you a raya that Laila ain't a mechusis man. Where's my raya from? So tomorrow, the Tommy Rabbi Shmar. Leo Shemini Nichlas Ledir Lihis Aser. Okay, Rabbi Turiki Rami. What is this all about? We're now talking about Masa Behem. And Rashi says that Mitzvah we get later on in our Masechta, and also Masechta's Bechoyrois, is going to go and tell us more about Maas Behem, and it's going to tell us a Mechusar Zman, a Nichnas Ledir Lihis Aser. What does that mean? We know that when a person has new Tzoyin, new Boka that were born to in his flock, and now you want to go and be Mafrish the Maas Behem, what do you have to do? You have to let them go single file, Kibnei Moroin, like we had on Rosh Hashanah, you have to go and lead them down a path through a narrow opening in the door, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, you say, Echad, Shtayim, Sholish, etc., etc. And then when you get to number 10, you say, oh, that's the Asiri Yekoidish, they go and put some sikra, they put some red paint or whatever on the back of it, so you recognize which one is Maas Behem, which one is not. Now, in the Maseches Bechoyrus, it says, Mechus Hazman, Ein Nichnas. So what means Mechus Hazman? We know that a korban cannot be brought before the eighth day. Really? Yes. We learned that every single yontif. Very good. Shar oiches of oies kiyev olay by yeshivas yomim tachas imoy amayoy mashmini v'halah yerotz the korban yishol Hashem. So you cannot bring a korban before the eighth day of an animal's existence. First 7 days is possible. And what does it say? Mechus is man. Within those 7 days, you cannot go and take the new animals that were born to select Masa Behema, since you won't be able to bring the Behema today. You're going to have to wait until tomorrow, 2 days or 3 days, depending which day you allowed it to go, Tachas HaShavet. So Halacha is, Mechus is man, within the 7 days, Eina Nichlas, you got to wait until day number 8. And after you select which one is the Master Behem, and then you can already bring it that day, or the next day, or next month, whenever you want. Very good. What about if it's the night in between 7 and 8? This person is burning with desire to bring that carbon Master Behem, and he knows the first 7 days he cannot allow it to be Nichnas Ledir Lesaser. So maybe you read the night, Leil Shmini. Could you do it then? So that's the stira that Rabbi Turiki points out. Sorry, Rabbi Bishmar. Leil Shmini Nichlas Ledir Lesaser. You don't have to wait until the morning of the 8th. Already the eve of the 8th in other words, post the seventh day at night, you can already allow it to go into the deal, this asset to go and select the mas bay.
So, my shabbat has to be done in the day or can it be done at night? Is it a mitzvah?
So, let's see now. Look at Rabbi Turiki. The Rabbi of Turiki, Rami has to steer. Ksiv. But yeshiva siyamim tachas imoi. Oh, it's mashir the 7 days. Halayla. Once you're ready into the evening of number 8, chazi. Mashir then, you could already bring it for a carbon. Ksiv, but it says, miyoi mashmini bahala, only from the 8th day Yerotze. So what happens then in the night between 7 and 8? Halayla loy chazi. It's a chos that night, it's not ro'ui. So don't have a steer. Here it says, this is the same passage. Since we don't talk about the night, the question is, what's the status of the night in between 7 and 8? First part of the passage sounds like the first 7 days, that's when you have to select your Masa Behema. Those 7 days you're not allowed to select your Masa Behema because it's premature, it's a Mechusas Man. So, but Mashua Lai Lechazi, the night would be okay. But the second part about Miyam Mishmini V'Hala Yeratza sounds like the Ritzoi that you fulfill your obligation vis-a-vis the Masa Behema only starting for day number 8 and not an O Laila Lo Yechazi is a Chastir. And for the Mor HaKetzan Laila Lekdusha V'Yoyim L'Hadzoa Laila Lekdusha, even though I cannot bring the carbon at night, you know why I can't bring the carbon at night? I have a technical problem. The problem is it's Mechusas Man, I gotta wait until 7 o'clock the next morning. But other than that, it's totally ra'ui. So therefore, I could be makdish and mafresh and designate the Masa Behema at night. The yoim, however, the next day, yeiratzu lekarben isha, yeiratzeh, of yemishmin v'al yeiratzeh, that's when I'll bring. So the yoim lehatzah means like yoim lekaparo, yoim lehakrova, you bring it the next day. Ah, so what do I see from that? That laila la mechursiz man. That was the raya that Rav Papa brought, the Tani Dver Bishma. Based on this whole discussion for the last 15 minutes, it comes out that the din of dichoy applies not only to shchutin, but even to balei chayim. So the Gemara knew as a devil poshut by shchutin that you are allowed to go and bring the carbon if it's already geshachtin. So what are you talking about? What does that mean? So Rashi says, what happens, mesa mishtaleach, the carbon mishtaleach, on and Yom Kippur passed away, died. And what about the dam of the carbon tsar hapnimi? What do you do with that? Do you say that it's nidche or not? So that's a discussion in Maseches Yuma. And there it says, since the accompanying these were like two twins, right? You have to put a carbon on one, on the other. Have to look it up. So what happens if one of the two died? Then the other is nidche. Yishofach adam, you got to pour the dam out and bring a brand new set of two seirim. Oh, so that's an inyan of dichoy by shchutin. There's a shaila, however, where the din of dichoy also applies to balei chayim. Because l'chayra, an animal is alive, it doesn't make a difference. Ahina, her, and in, l'chayra, it doesn't become nidche. Oh, there's a shaila. So Rabbi Yochanan, since we're trying to figure out, Rabbi Avo said, oh, I have a big shaila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll never be able to go and bring a karun Pesach, because the karun Pesach is either going to be dochem ekare, or near v'nidche. My good friend, it's still a Baal Chai. And if you hold there's no din of Dichoy by Baal Chai, the problem doesn't even exist. The fact that the Gemara is struggling to address that problem and say, oh, how are you going to go and be designate the carbon to go on Pesach only in the afternoon? Or according to the other man, you can do it in the morning because Yoim is Ein Mechusas Man. Or you can do it at night because Laila Ein Mechusas Man. Why don't we just simply say, Ein Baal Chai Nidoch? Is Lema Kasar Rabbi Yechon and Baal Chai Nidoch? You're 100% right. The Omer of Yoichanan, the Hamish of Shnei Shudfim, Hikdish Chetzi, because of Allah, Chetzi, of Hikdisha, Kedusha, the Eina Kreva, Boise Tumura Tumura Asa, Ki Yoitzeba. What is this all about? What happens if you have two Shudfim, Reuven and Shimon? Reuven and Shimon own a Behema together, 50-50. And Reuven says to Shimon one day, you know what? I love this Behema. I think it's so pretty and it's so handsome and so nice. I want to be Makdish it for a carbon. And I'm here by being makdish my 50% of this behemoth for a carbon. Does he have the right to do that? Yes, he owns 50%. Does it become totally kaddish? No, because the two shudfim, the other person says, no, I'm not interested. So he was makdish chetzia. And the other shudfim says, listen, you happen to be a big veer, you know, big, you're a millionaire, so for you, a half a behemoth, a whole behemoth doesn't make a difference. For me, this is, you know, my basic stuff. I don't have a lot of money. So, fine, Reuven says, I'm going to buy the second half of the behemah from you. Pays him the $100, $500. Done. Now it all belongs to Reuven. And now he's makdish the second half. Ikdisha.
Does he have to be makdish, or is the ketusha spread?
It does not automatically, because there was that stumbling block in the middle.
So once he buys it, then he has to makdish it anew.
And that's what it says. V'lokachos v'lokachetz. If ikdisha was makdish it anew, the second half. What is the halacha now? Says Reb Yochanan, it has now full-fledged kedusha A to Z from beginning to end. However, the inner crib, you can't go and bring it for a carpet.
It's
why? Because it's nedcha. I was a balchai. It's the haraya that he holds balchayim nidochim, and that's the first shema minot. Klal shema minot balchayim nidochim. Because since it was nedcha during that interim period until he bought it, there may have been negotiations for 5 minutes or for 5 hours. During that time, you couldn't bring it for a carpet because half of it was chulin. And therefore, you can only bring it after he buys and he's makdish a second time. So it has full kedusha, but ain't a kriya. But oisin tamura. If you were to go and say zu tamura zu, of course you're not allowed to liyach b'fen of liyomar oisai. But what happens if he does a tamura? Then it affects a tamura. We said earlier in our mesechta that shutfim cannot do a tamura. Says Rashi, but not shutfim anymore. He now owns the whole thing.
Right
now, so he can do a tamura. However, tamura
is a flawed. It's a flawed tamura. It's a flawed kedusha.
Exactly, which means the tamura is the mirror image of the original animal. Okay. Says taka kedusha, but they ain't a craver. So what are you going to have to do with both of them? Says Rashi, you're going to have to wait to hear at Shiestayev until it gets a mum, and then you're going to go and take the money
unless
and bring.
Unless he's matches as a chattas.
Okay.
No, so, why does he have show all on his hefesh? You know, go be
that's a machlokas based on the shama.
Whether you can be sure. Exactly. So we don't want to make machlokas of him. Shema mina. What do I see from this halacha of Rabbi Yechon? Shema mina klash. Shema mina balechaim nidochin. The fact that he says it's kedusha meina krev, obviously it's nidcha. Ushma mina dich meikara have a dichoi. Dichoi was at from the very outset. In other words, as he was makdish it already at that moment, you couldn't go and bring it. Why? Because the other half was chulim, the other person was amaskin. Ushma mina, who to see from that, yesh dichoi betam. Because it's a shaila where there's only a dichoi when it comes to kedusha sa'akuf. Here's only kedusha damim. Because this behemoth you can never bring for a carbon. What you're going to have to do, you're at Shiestayev, and then you're going to have to appoint it, and you're going to take the money. Oh, so only Eskadush is dumb. Yeshtichu b'dam. Anyway, what we've proven is that you said, are you telling me according to Rabbi Yochanan, Balechayim Nidochin? The answer is, yes, Shema Amina. Fine. Now, the next Shekli Gemara is very, very simple. We're going to talk about, in fact, the din of Dichui. But we're not going to talk about Dichui of the carbon, we're going to talk about the Dichui of the person.
Gavra.
The Gavra, and not the Chepzer. Amr Ula Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Ochel chelik, person ate chelik, bishoygig, fifish carbon, because carbon chatos, and then, before he had a chance to bring the carbon, the heim bedas, unfortunately, OTD, he went off the derech, and he became a mummer, and at this time, he's not really interested in bringing the carbon. If he were to bring the carbon, we would not accept the carbon from him. We had in the Gemara two drushes. One was me'am ma'aretz, Prat l'mumer, not from all the amarets, may amarets, some yes, some not, a mumer. And then we also have, because it says, oy hoide love chatos, ay shir chot taba, tarish in the Gemara, hashob mu diosoi, he can be mevi kaparosoi, but not shob mu diosoi, since he's a mumer, he doesn't care, then you don't take the carbon from him. Okay, anyway, so unfortunately he became a mumer, and good news, Rabbi Yisai, I just told you he became a mumer, good news, v'chozer boy, he's a real Baal Tshuva, you know. The word Baal Tshuva today really is not an appropriate term, because 99% of the Baal Tshuva were previously Tenek Shinir. They didn't know anything. So it's not he was Meshav, he came back. He didn't come back from anywhere. He started from fresh. But this is a real Baal Tshuva, where he was originally from. Unfortunately, he became a mummer, and now Chazor Baruch Hashem, he's back, and Erlich Yid again. Oh, guess what? I still got my carbon. Let's bring the carbon now. Oh, you can't bring it. So that's Ul Amr B'Yoychanan. Dichoy by a lay bedekin, we just said according to Rabbi Yochanan, im by chalim, balichaim, ar nidochim, nitchem. It manami Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bavo, Rabbi Yochanan, another halacha from Rabbi Yochanan. Similar and parallel, ochel chayle, beivrish carbon, vinishtata. Nebuch rachmun, the son of a person became a shoyte. He became deranged. And there are no shortages, walk around in Broadway, you see, unfortunately, a fair number of people like that. Anyway, he became deranged. And the halacha is, we do not accept a carbon from a cheirish shoyta v'katan. So we're not going to take the carbon now. But good news, Rabbi Yisrael, because when Ishtapa, Baruch Hashem, a day later, a week later, he came underage. Exactly. He had the therapy, all different types, and they also had new drugs. And Baruch Hashem, he's normal again. can we bring the carbon? Same thing. So the chori is the same halacha twice. Why do we have to do trichi? We could have gone home already. Why would we repeat the same halacha twice? So I'll tell you why. Tishmina kamais v'tongi, the first halacha, mishim duhu dochi nafshi b'yadai. He himself is the cause of that dichoi. By the fact that he became a mumer, he created the dichoi. That's why we say, no good, even if he's nira, sorry, nira v'nidcha, it's dochi, no good. It's not his fault he became deranged. Unfortunately, he became deranged. These things happen. So it's no different than if he went to sleep. During the time he went to sleep, he can't go and bring the carbon. When he was deranged, he couldn't bring the carbon. Just like the Yasha, when he wakes up in the morning, he can bring the carbon. He woke up from this mental problem, from this insanity. Is he back to normal again? So he can bring it. Oh, so that's what I would have thought. We're only told the case of the deranged. You know why it's nidcha and you can't bring it? Because there's nothing that he can do. He has to have the medicines and the doctors and the therapists and the rabbi nishlem. But otherwise, on his own, he can't do anything. It's beyond his control. Avahach, in the first case, where he was a mummer, yesh bi aralachsa. And any given moment, he can go and say, avisi b'shati, and he can do tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts him with welcome hands. So I would say, aim aloi, so maybe it's not called a nidcha, because in 2 minutes after he became a mummer, he could go and take himself out of his mummerkeit if he does tshuva. So that's why you have to have both cases. Now I have, both of those, remember, was not a problem with the korban, it was a problem with the gavra, with the person bringing the korban. So now we can have a slightly different set of facts. And now let's go back to Masechtot Hoirius. V'hoiru Bezdin, Bezdin called Yishalayim, they decide Shechele Mutter, that this brand of, not the whole, remember, mixes of the Kol Dover, that part of the Manila Dover, Manila Mid Dover, right, not the whole thing. So that this particular brand of Chelev is Mutter. So during that period of time, thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Yidden, unfortunately, ate from that chalev. And then afterwards, V'chozer ben and the Bezdin decided, no, he made a boo-boo. So does each individual in Klal Yisrael have to bring a kizbo seira? No. Who brings it?
The
Zekanim. Zekanim, the Sanhedrin, or there was Machlaik Sriwa, Machlaik Shvatim, or perhaps even both, right? Rebbeir, Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, as you recall. Anyway, so Sfarim to Yomara, Mahu, what's the story now? He had already been mafresh a korban because he had eaten the chalev, only to find out that Bezdin, in fact, had said that this is mutter, mutter, lot mutter. Mi havadochi or loy havadochi? Would you go and say that this behemoth is also dichoy? Don't bring it because of the fact that there's now, if you will, a moratorium for everyone in Klal Yisrael because of this faulty decision of the Bezdin HaGadol.
Right.
So Amalei Husaba, now you're going to go fill in who the Husaba is.
No, Navi except for Shabbos.
Etc. Yeah. According to a shot in the
this is the one daf of.
Yeah. According to one shot that whenever it says Husaba means Elion Navi. Ki Pasach Rabbi Yochanan b'tichuyim meha Pasach. In fact, when Rabbi Yochanan was giving a shir, they had a big, big sign up. Tomorrow, Rabbi Yochanan is going to go and give a shir about Tichuim. He was talking about his case.
It was postponed, though.
Because it was Dochi. Right. Well, the question was, Dochi may carry only Nidav and Nidcha. Anyway, so my time afraid to Gemara, why was this so different and so special vis-a-vis the other two cases? I see the other two cases, Rabbi Yochanan easily paskin that they were Nidcha. Hosam Gavra Itchi. That was a Gavra problem. That's why the Gavra couldn't bring it. The carbon, there was no problem with the carbon. This behemoth didn't know that the Odoin became a mummer or that he became deranged. Maybe he did know, but it was not the business of the behemoth. It had to do with the gavra. Carbon leitchi. Hocha carbon nami itchi. Here the carbon itself became nidcha. Had the carbon itself become nidcha?
That's
impossible. Nobody in Christ will have to bring a carbon. So then it's not the person of the gavra, it's all the carbon itself. Oh, that's why this was the shayla of Rabbi. I mean, this is what Rabbi Yochanan would talk about when he started the shir about Tchuyim.
So in Bezdin, if the Bezdin were to bring the Parham Dover Shal Tzibur, there'd be a korb, Chatos Mesos, could be a Korban Shiskaper Ba'ala Ba'achir?
It wouldn't be, well, I don't know.
That's my question, I'm asking.
I understand. Maybe that's all built in. The Maiz anymore wasn't Poish of the Shaila.
Or is it Bez, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker that...
Well, maybe he might have tried Masna. Whatever. Okay, with this we've concluded the whole dichoy. Now we can postpone that for another day, and we're going to start on a new halacha of the Mishnah. Now, the new halacha of the Mishnah were two things that are unique that we need to discuss. The first one only will take us a minute, and that is that Shimon ben Azi said, I was mekabel from the Shivim Ushnaim Zokein, from 72 elders. Rashi already pointed out in the Mishnah. Shol, thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure having you. Okay. So what did it, what did we learn? It's okay. It's good. So you're welcome. So Rashi already in the Mishnah asked, why does it say Shimon and Shnayim Zokein? Says Shimon Shnayim Zekeinim. And Rashi said, sorry,
70 or 71.
Oh, that's it. Doesn't say necessarily these are from the Sanhedrin. These were Zekeinim. And Shimon Shnayim Zokein. Why does it say Zekeinim? So Rashi pointed out. The Gemara is going to ask that, and we're going to get to that in a moment. Number two, what did Ben Azai in fact do? He said that, we said in the first Mishnah, that there are only two exceptions to the rule, to this halacha of Kol Hazvachim. What are the two exceptions? Pesach and Chatos. Reb Lezer also added the Yosham. Now, Shimon Ben Azai adds one more, and that's the carbon oila. And the Gemara is going to discuss how weird one, how did he know the oila is different like the Pesach and the Chatos. So Zokti Moriyat. Om Shimon Azai Mikablani. Shevim Ushnaim Zokein. Lami Lemista Shimon Ushnaim Zokein. Why is they Zokein? Says Rashi. Listen, Zokein Nim. All 72 towed the line and said the same words. Everybody said, do you agree? Do you agree? Yes, 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 yes. Everybody said yes. The total unanimous consensus. Since it was unanimous, it was like koil echad. That's why we say zokain instead of zakenin. Fine. And we continue on. He added on the carbon oil that also is totally possible. My time of the manet. What's taka this for? Where does Ben Azai take this halacha from? Oh, so tomorrow I'll tell you. Oyelahu isherech nichoyech laHashem. He lishma ksheresh lo lishma psula. What does the Gemara mean? Both by the Karm Chattas and the Karm Pesach, we already brought the hu. By the case of the Chattas, we had the seir nosi, and we said it's a Chattas hu, and therefore b'hav yoso yehei. We have the same thing about the Karm Pesach. Amartem zeva Pesach hu laHashem. Each time it says who, Rashi explained, that means Pavyasi has got to remain in that form. No changes. Don't have a machshava shloi lishma. Shloi lishma is a major change that'll passel the carbon. It's got to remain who. Also, by Oiler Ulta says, Ishrech Mechrinoy Hashem who? Oiler who? Ishrech Hashem. Where does it say that Oiler who? So if you go to the number one here, Tadar Hashem, Vaker Vakraim Yechatz Vamoy, Mikra Vakoin is a car, Vihikter Amizbecha. Oilu hu. Oh, so it says who? Bav Yossi, hey, it's got to be exactly that way. And therefore, if you're going to make a shloi lishma, it's possible. Frey tigamar, he lishma, kshay shloi lishma, psula. Ashanamik se behu. It also says the word who. If you remember, the Gemara asked this already two or three times earlier. And what did the Gemara answer every time? Ahahu. That who is la'achar haktoris emurim hu dechsev. And since it's after Akhtaris Amurim, and Akhtaris Amurim itself is not Ma'akeh, you can have a kosher carbon even without Akhtaris Amurim, as long as you did the Zerikas Adam. The carbon is already Kusha B'Yusha. So, Ibazoi, that's why that who is Lav Dafka. So, Frank Demar, guess what? The oil that we just quoted in this passing, Ba'akeh, Ba'akeh, Yechatz, Ba'moyim, Ba'hikr, Ba'koyim, 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 the very same terms he gave by the Ashim, give the same thing also, we're going to hear too. The two separate psukim, even though each one is talking about after the Akhtoris Emurim, where the two, Rashi says, one is in Parshas Tetzave, the other is in Vayikra. Both of them say, after the Hakrova, after the Haktora, Oilahu. So therefore, Shana Lov Lukas L'Akim is telling you, this is not like your Oshim Akhtoris Emurim, this is the Akim. There too you have two times who. Besides the fact that it said by the Makdir and who, it also says at the end, Oshem who, Oshem and Hashem. So therefore, also says twice. So Timara, you're right. To get, says Ravuna, take that off the table. New reason for Ben Azai. El Ben Azai, Kabuchayim and Maisla. What's Kabuchayim? Umad the Chatash, Eina Kolil. Chatash is not a different Kolil. Shach the Shloi Lishma is Psula. Oil is she called it so much more Chomer, the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach. Like Hoshkin, Chabad it should be possible. Frank Demora, there's a fundamental difference between oil and chatas. Malachatas she came mechaperes. So in that respect, the chatas is more chomor than the oil. So even though by the oil you're going to go and tell me that it's kolil, but maybe the deciding chumra factor for our purposes here is the mechaper factor. And just like by a chatas, what do I say? It's possible. So therefore, it's got to be a mechaper that's possible. Oil is not a mechaper, so maybe it's not possible. Gemara, Pesach yichiach, because after all, Pesach is not a mechaper, and nevertheless, it's possible shaloi lishma. Okay, so learn instead of learning the oila from a karma chatos, learn it from a karma Pesach. So Gemara, no, but Pesach also has a special chumah. Mala Pesach shekein zmanei kavua. You can only bring it on erev Pesach. Whether you can bring it in the morning or not, that's the Meseira, Machlek Reboishia, and Rabbi Yochanan, but it's only that one day. And therefore, that's why Pesach has this chumrah that shaloi lishma is possible. Mashen can oil you can bring every day of the year. In fact, we do bring in korban oil every day. Not oil is yachin, but oil is tamid we bring every day of the year. So it's not zmanei kavua. So therefore, how can you learn oil from a korban Pesach? Chatzis, you also bring the entire year. Ein zmanei kavua. And nevertheless, ein zmanei kavua, right? So you can bring the whole day. And nevertheless, chatzis is possible shaloi lishma. So learn from the korban chatzis, the korban oil. That's why this more apostles. Yeah, but kill him from Chatzis, because Chatzis is not a mechaper. And Chatzis is a mechaper. And Oil is not a mechaper. So you can't go and learn Oil from Chatzis. Oh, big deal about mechaper. Pesach is also not a mechaper. Better kill him from Pesach, because it's man kavua.
Yeah, but
Chatzis.
Yeah, but Pesach and Chatzis both are inside Kares. Chatzis and mechaper and Kares.
Guess what? That's the last line of the Omid. When you get to that, but no problem. But in the meantime,
I don't
the okay, good. The Chazir didn't learn Zekri. Hatzad Hashem Hashem Jehain Kedeshim. They're both Kachim Kachim. Vishachlu Shalish Ma is Pasul. After the Avi Oyla She Kachim Vishachlu Shalish Ma is Psula. So Lechayra, that's the Makar says Rav Huna for Ben Azai that Oyla is Pasul Shalish Ma. I learned it from Hatzad from Chatzos and Pesach together. Pray to Yomara Barry. What is it, what next few words?
Tzad Karis.
Okay. Now, what is the Tzad Karis?
By a Chatas Mechaper on a Shalos on Los Seva Karis, and a Pesach it avoids Karis.
Right.
By bringing a Bismano, you're in a Chayv Karis.
That's why the Gemara uses the term Tzad Karis.
Right.
It's a Tzashnikla Karis.
Right.
They're not the same,
right.
But they both have a Tzad Karis in them.
Right. So is the Ola we had this thought is not so.
Yeah, well, Gemara is going to. Yes, oh, yes, hold your horses. Yeah. Hold your horses. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying now is that you cannot go and learn it from that Matzad, because the reason why both Chatas and Pesach, why do you say Shalei Lishma is possible? Because each one touches on Karis. Every single Chatas you bring, because the person, if he did it b'mezid, he would go and get Karis. And by the Karim Pesach, if you don't bring a Karim Pesach, then you get Karis.
Right.
So therefore, it's Karis from all sides. Masha Enkein, the Gabi, the case of the Oila, nothing, no Karis involved. Everything more ben azai tzad koris leparach. He holds that this tzad koris is a weak pircha. Why is it a weak pircha? Says Rashi, because it's not the same. If you would go and tell me that both of them have that the mezer is koris, or that if you refrain from doing it, you'd get koris, then I agree. But this tzad koris, it's shver. Look at Tzad Rashi, tzad koris leparach lefish eini shava mishnei. The chavis eini onish koris al hava osoi. Elish al shigas karizuba. When do you bring your carbon chatas? If you had a shogig of a karis, and that's one type of karis. What about Pesach? Pesach is onish karis al va'osai. If you fail to bring the carbon Pesach, then you get your karis. So the two karises are not the same. So therefore, Ben Ali said, that's why I don't learn that tzadka. That's not an effective pircha, and that's why I learn, according to Rav Huna, from the Matzad, that shaloi lishma is possible. Frank, if that's the case, ashanami laisi. Then you should have to go and bring a carbon Oshem as well. What does the Gemara mean by that? So this is what Barry was alluding to 2 minutes ago before I cut him off. The back on Daf Yud Amid Beis, there too, the Gemara wanted to go and learn that Oshem Shaloi Lishma is possible, and we wanted to learn it from two separate Kabbalists. What are the two separate Kabbalists? Starting on the bottom of Yud Amid Aleph, 5-6 lines from the bottom. Remember, Reb Lezer was the one that said that Oshem is possible. If you shloi lishma, it's possible. Rabbi Shua said, "Lo yimam is bechatos, she came dom lamali." You can't learn from chatos because there the dam, the spritzing of the blood or the zrika, it's not the zrika, is on the kronis all the way lamata mechod asikra. Amle Rileza Pesach yichiach she dom lamata. So don't bring me Uriah from chatos. Dom lamala Pesach yichiach she dom lamata. And shachshe shloi lishma is possible. Amle Rabbi Shua mala Pesach she came zmani kavur. It has its own chumra. Where it doesn't have that same chumrah of zmani kavua. So, Omle Rabbi Shua, you see, I wiped you out, chazrani, because any way you're going to try to learn, you're going to be wiped out. The word chalila means we're going around in circles. Because if you're going to go on and want to learn it from Pesach, can't learn from Pesach. Why? Because zmani kavua. You want to go and learn it from chatas, can't learn from chatas. So, what would you normally go and say?
Chazar Adin Lo Rizek Rizek.
So each one has a chumah, the other one doesn't have. What would normally the Gemara say? I can't learn from Pesach alone. It's mana kavua. I can't learn from Chatzis alone because Dama Lamala. However, that Dama Lamala is written by Chatzis, not by Pesach. This is mana kavua by Pesach, not by Chatzis. So Loi Rizek Rizel, that's out of Shem Hashem that the both Shulloi Lishma. It's possible to say the same thing. The Gabi, the carbon Hashem. And Reb Lezer said, you know, you have a good point. Chaz Reb Lezer and Dami, you learned it from Kechatas Koshim, like the Gemara said before. So now the Gemara later on the bottom, Omle Reb Shua Chazrani Chalida, you see back on Yud Omid Beis, go down about a quarter of the Omid, halfway down the narrow lines. Omamar, let's go back to the Bryce. Omle Reb Shua Chazrani Chalida, pray to Olam Hanadina Velaisin Ma'atzad. Why don't you go and say Atzad, you know, Lo Yuzek, is there Atzad Shabtan? I'll tell you why. Both the chattas is a tzad kareis because you always bring a chattas. If the maize it would be kareis. And the gabi korban pesach, if you don't bring korban pesach, you get kareis. Ah, so that's how we destroy the limud by korban asher. But what did Ben Azi just say now? Don't bother me about tzad kareis because really it's not the same thing. This is a one kareis, another kareis, the two don't match. Ah, so just like Ben Azi dismissed this pircha here by the carbon oil, and he said, that's why oil, I do learn from the Mahatzad.
Dismiss it here.
So don't dismiss it over here either. Yeah. And therefore, Ben Azi should agree.
Like Rebbe Lezer, yeah.
Exactly. You should have to go and bring a car that was brought. Shaloi Lishma.
It should be puzzled like a Chatas, like a Pesach, like an oil.
Exactly. Fakimor Oshem, Nami Lysi, why don't we learn the same Limud? Not Lysi, you should bring the carbon. Let's bring the same Limud and learn from the Mahatzad. I, the Kasha, the more Asim Daf Yudam Advais. That matzad shav shvehen the yesh ben tzad kares then azay tzad kares leparech. And for the Gemara, oshem porach.
Oshem nami laisi.
That was the first oshem. Now that says the next word oshem. Okay. So for the Gemara, oshem nami laisi. Let's go and say the same thing. That just like an oil according to Ben Azay. So since you don't learn this pirch of tzad kares, what should be the din if you bring it shalay lishma? It should be impossible. Just like by an oil shalay lishma is possible. So why do we say that only Reb Lezer holds that way? Even Ben Azi should hold that way. Ben Azi should have said in the Mishnah, not only Oyla, but also a carbon Asham. Even Yomara, because Asham Poruch Mahatzad, Shabbihan, I have another pircha on the Mahatzad. Shekin Yeshnam Be Tzibur Ki Be Yochid. Did you ever hear of an Asham Tzibur? No. Never. You only have an Asham Be Yochid, not Be Tzibur. Any one of the Chomish Hashamas. What are the five Hashamites? You have Hashem Ne'ilah, Hashem Gezeilah, Hashem Shacharuf, Hashem Nozer, Hashem Metzorah. You don't have Gans Klai Yisrael being Nazirim, Gans Klai Yisrael being Metzorah. All of them living with Hashem Shacharuf, etc. So there's no such thing as an Hashem Metzibah, only Beyachid. Oh, so then therefore Hashem is different than the other two. Chatzis and Pesach HaBetzibah. Even though it's not Betzibah, Gans Klai Yisrael, but Rashi says, since each one of them is Menuyim, we call even a carbon Pesach, also carbon tzibur. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is busy bringing the carbon pesach. That's also called a tzibur. And therefore, that's why you cannot go learn asham from the other two. Mashein kabay oila, oila yesh na mitzibur. In fact, every single day. That's why the fundamental difference between oila and asham. The Ibrahim is saying, tzad karis nami parach. He does learn tzad karis after all, and therefore you don't ask many kashas from asham. He taka learns the tzad karis. No, if you learn the tzad karis, so how does Ben Azai know that you, if you bring a carbon oila shalei lishma, it's possible? You said you're learning it. So you're learning from the matzah, and you said you can't learn from the matzah tzad karis. We're not asking the tzad karis anymore.
Yeah.
So Ibazoi, how? No, so Iboy is saying the tzad karis. Nami Baruch, if he does hold the tzad karis, so now he no longer has that matzah that tells you that an oila shalei lishma is possible.
So it should be kosher.
And for the more Ben Azi Gemara Gemirala, he has a Kabbalah. Who he has a Kabbalah from? Not from his Rebbe, but from these Ayin Beis Zakenim. He heard with his own ear all 72 Zakenim say unanimously, yes, Oila Shalei Lishma is possible. He didn't bother asking, where do you know it from? He just knows it all 72. So that was Gemara Gemirala. Rav Huna said, I have a Rai. Omer Rav Huna, my time with the Ben Azai, originally wanted to say the Hu, and that fell away, because I started to say Murim. And then he said, because of the Ma'atzad, It wasn't a real limit. The real limit was the Gemara Gomer, I heard it from the Talmud Zeus Kain. How they know it, I don't know. Maybe they have their own Kavachim, they have their own Gzeir Shava, Hekish, maybe they have a Pasi, maybe Allah Chalamayish Vesina, I don't know. But I was Makabah from the 72, and that's it. That the Ravuna was saying at the beginning. Let's learn it from who? He wanted to see everybody was listening for the last few days. That Arshim is La'achach Tomer Semurim, and Akhtar Semurim is not Ma'akev. But here it says Ulta twice, and there it says Ulta Ba'ila twice. And then he came on to the other Kalvachoymer about this Tzad Hashava. So why did you talk and learn from those the two? Oh, because Tzad Karis. Where did else we have Tzad Karis? Back at Arshim. So to remind the Talmidim to sharpen their minds, don't forget what you're learning, do Chazara, and remember, etc., etc. But that was not the real limit. Because Tzad Karis is a good pircha after all. We cannot learn it from the Kabbal Chaimer. We can't learn it from the Ma'atzad. Has been as he know it from? Gemara Gomer Lo. Have a wonderful day.